I am Shruti and you're listening to Business of Brands podcast. It's truly said that it doesn't matter when we start. It doesn't matter where we start. All that matters is that we start. Welcome to the Business of Brands podcast by Chi Cafe. In today's episode of Hear Me Out, we have with us the founder of Eat My News, Tanya Katpal. It is a community-driven media platform where people from across the world can share their articles and stories. Tanya is a go-getter who formed Eat My News with a vision that people in the world should be aware of the events around them. She is an acclaimed speaker who has delivered TEDx talks and has been invited to multiple platforms and premier institutions all around the world. Simultaneously, she also hosts her own talk show. It's called Talk with Tanya and you can watch it on YouTube. Please welcome Tanya Katpal. Welcome to the podcast, Tanya. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me here. I am really happy to be a part of this campaign, which is dedicated to women. Once again, thank you.
Tanya, tell us what inspired you to create Eat My News and what's the story behind this name?
Eat My News began as a vision that we want to create a world that's inspired, informed, and intelligent. And since my college days, I always wanted to create a community that I could work with and I could actually make a difference in people's lives. It's a platform wherein people from all across the world contribute content and we're creating very, very meaningful experiences for our 10,000 plus community from more than 15 countries across the world.
Well, I hope this community that you've created keeps growing more and more and you be busier and richer with experiences. To document this day in the present moment, tell us, what does a regular day in your life look like?
Each day of my life is very, very different from another, but I do like to keep certain standard practices that I start my day with exercise. I always do yoga. Once I've come back and I've really owned my morning, that's when I really start work or even start looking at the screen. My day often starts with planning what is it that I have to accomplish for the day. I'm very clear about how my day should look like. I spend the first half of the day in deep work, wherein I like to spend time with myself in silence without any distractions. And the second half of the day usually goes into lots of meetings, interacting with the team and doing all the other stuff, which involves a lot of distractions and interaction. So I like to be consistent. I like to spend my day in a very meaningful day, in a meaningful way. And what's the most important for me is that I've made some kind of a progress every single day to grow Eat My News, but also at the same time to grow myself as an individual. That's very important to me as well.
Tanya, I want to know from you that as an entrepreneur, how difficult or how easy is it to be one's own boss?
So if I have to talk about the challenges are something that every single person has to go through, except for the fact that everybody's challenges are very different. Somebody would be outrightly lying if he or she claims that there are no challenges that they've incurred in their lives. I come from a very non-entrepreneurial background. So for me to be able to, first of all, leave my job and to take a plunge into starting something new was a very, very offbeat experience, because that's not something that I had planned. But over a span of time, I gained confidence that I could really do something of my own with a simple purpose that A, I should be absolutely loving and enjoying what I do, and B, that through my actions, I should also be creating some kind of an impact, some kind of a change that I could, so that I also feel very meaningful about my work. I started working from home many years ago, much before COVID really happened. And a lot of entrepreneurs would relate that the journey at the top is very, very lonely. A lot of times things really look very glamorous from all the social media and the news blitzkrieg that comes one's way, but it's a tough experience because on most days you really have to motivate yourself, and there are not always people who will support you along your journey. So I think most importantly, if you're really able to manage your own self, your own mindset, stay positive through the experience, then a lot of other things can be done and a lot of other challenges can be managed. But if you're not feeling okay in the head, then I think accomplishing anything becomes extremely, extremely difficult. I lead a very large team of people and a community from all across the world. So it was a very tough experience for me initially to understand that how is it that one should go about leading their team and at the same time making sure that every single person should have a great experience. So leadership is something that I've really struggled with initially, but along the way I've found that it's something that's the closest to my heart, and I think that the world needs people across companies, across corporates, across industries, across sectors to be good leaders. Because if you really take care of people, and I'm saying this from the bottom of my heart, that if you give enough to your team, if you give enough to people that you're serving through your business, there is nothing that can help you get far greater results than actually that. So even as they say, right, that service in itself has a selfish motive. That's what really gives you the most amount of satisfaction and at the same time helps you really achieve whatever it is that you want to achieve.
I am Shruti and you're listening to Business of Brands podcast. Tanya, you have spoken at TEDx multiple times, and a lot of people today really look up to such platforms and want to be there at some point in their lives. Regarding all this, I have two questions for you. A, how strong is the role of such platforms when it comes to making a difference in one's life? And B, what all does it take to be a TEDx speaker?
I'm grateful to have gotten the platform to share my thoughts and opinions, whether it's TEDx, whether it's various IIMs, IITs, different campuses all across India. I've even done a TEDx talk internationally. So I have had this chance to speak at various forums and I feel extremely fortunate to have gotten this chance, because when you get such platforms, it gives you an opportunity to interact with people at a scale and share your views. So I think it's very important, and you know, I have a personal belief that one message can change a life. So a lot of times, you know, you may have also felt that we often hear somebody and just one thing that they say sometimes sticks with us forever, and it makes us think and it makes us perhaps make some kind of a change in our lives. So it's very important to expose yourself to hearing out different people's experiences, their stories, their learnings, their journey, because sometimes that's where the greatest amount of learning and motivation comes from. And what does it take to be a TEDx speaker? I think speak. Whatever opportunity that you get. I started my public speaking journey a couple of years ago, and I pounced on every opportunity that I got. And I think, yeah, that's how, after speaking at multiple forums, one day this opportunity came to me. It was always a dream of mine for many years that I would like to be a TEDx speaker, and God has been very kind to give me this opportunity 3 times. So yeah, that's what it is.
like you just mentioned, you have been on TEDx several times and also been fortunate enough to have various platforms to express yourself. Tell us about any of the instances from your life or any of the projects that you would have worked on, which is really, really close to your heart.
So the most cherished experience from my life has to be the Youth Leadership Conference. So it was an event that I conceptualized from scratch. The idea was to bring a set of people under one roof in a hotel and have them stay for 2 days and make it unlike any other event that ever exists, because most events are you come in, you hear various speakers and you go back, but you learn a little, but there is a lot more that people require out of an event. So I created and curated this conference, you know, where people came one morning and then they stayed for 2 nights. And the whole experience was designed in such a way that people are not just listening to other people, but they're spending a lot of time with each other, with strangers, to build meaningful connections, lots of fun activities, and a lot of time for them to open up in a very, very strange and an unknown environment. Imagine, right? If I tell you that you have to go somewhere and stay for 2 days with a set of strangers, it can seem very overwhelming for a lot of people, but a lot of people took that plunge, came for multiple such events, and I mean, I don't want to claim, but they say that they return back as changed people. And I think just curating that experience, being a part of that, the energy that's there in that conference, I'd say that is by far the closest experience and the most fun and the most endearing experience that I have built and I have lived.
Well, many congratulations on that and everything that you've achieved thus far. Do you have any concluding remarks for our listeners?
Well, my concluding remarks would just be that take up new experiences and explore. A lot of people undergo a lot of pressure, because I also work with a lot of young people who are 17, 18, 19, 22, and they are under tremendous amount of stress for where their career is really taking them. That's also accrued to a lot of parental pressure, societal pressure, that we really have to figure out things in our life very, very early on. But that should really not be the case. And I really feel that each one of us should stop living in a very time-bound way, that this is the age you have to get a job, now you have to do an MBA from an A-listed college, or you have to get married or have kids at a certain age. All of these things put us under a lot of pressure, stress, and I think do not enable us to realize our truest potential. I think if we really start living our way life without any rules, without any inhibitions, trying to really explore and actually spend our 20s in juggling with different things, changing careers, trying different fields, working for people from different countries, taking up multiple internships, trying to connect with different kinds of people, having a lot of fun, trying to take up opportunities that help one develop their personality, and then finally figuring out that, you know, this is something that I'd really like to do in my life. I think that's the best way to live, according to me. And I think it also really enhances your earning potential. Because if you've had diverse experiences, if you understand business, if you understand how a company functions, if you understand how an industry functions, if you understand how different functions function, and I think that's one way of approaching the career. A lot of people have that clarity very early on, which is great, but I think comparison really is the biggest killer of any kind of innovation that each one of us is really capable of. So I just wish that we live in a world which is free, and when I mean free, I mean we're free from our own selves. And yeah, that's what I'd like to say to the listeners.
That's very well comprehended, Tanya. Thank you so much for joining us today and sharing all these enriching insights, experiences, and lessons with us.
Once again, thank you so much for having me here. I really hope that even if one person can be impacted by listening to this podcast, I feel really grateful. And I think you're doing a great job. It was a lot of fun speaking to you and having such a heartfelt and open discussion. I wish you all the best and all success to your project and more power to women leaders and women in general.
That's very kind of you to say, Tanya. Thank you for all the appreciation and encouragement. Yes, more power to women leaders all around the world, and more power to everyone who's honest to their profession and are working with all their heart and soul. More power to you and your venture Eat My News, and more power to Business of Brands podcast by Chi Gaffey.